Day 9. Using your talents to follow your calling. It is late. The sky is black, and there is a light cloud cover that prevents the stars from twinkling through the midnight sky. The air is luscious with the scent of salt water and happy people. So many folks reserve their happy moments for that 1 week of vacation they take each year. They grind through the other 51 weeks of the year doing career activities that are not aligned with their divine calling or purpose. So take out your guidebook and let's make some notes. So let's look at these three questions. Where do you really want to live? What do you really want to do for your fulfilling, blissful career? What is the love dynamic you want to experience in relationship? Let's take 5 minutes and really articulate what you're up to.
Thank you.
Living a fulfilled and fully self-expressed life is the existence and lifetime you came into this body to live. Have you taken the time to sort out who you are and what is the life that is totally in alignment with you? You were divinely gifted with the ability to manifest all of your dreams. One of the stories attributed to Lord Jesus made a great impact on me in my youthful formative years. This story lives in me as part of my standard of excellence, even today. Many years ago, in a far-off land, lived a powerful king. The kingdom's coffers overflowed with all manner of wealth. Every day, the king enjoyed the lifestyle befitting royalty. He was content in all areas of life. One day in the king's life, much like any other, the king decided to gift three subjects with a blessing. To the first man, he gave a gold coin. Coins were called talents in this parable. The king said to this simple fellow, "Use your talent wisely. I will expect a report of what you have done with the blessings I have given you in a year's time." The man gratefully accepted the golden coin and said,
"Thank you, my lord and king. I am honored you choose me for this blessing."
He bowed and walked away. As he left, his mind went to scheming and planning on how he might make a fortune.
"What great luck," he thought as he walked away.
The second man was announced and proceeded to approach the king. He bowed graciously before the ruler. As he stood there, dressed in clothes of an aspiring merchant, the king made a decision to increase this man's blessing.
"Good man," the king said, "I see that you wear the clothes of a merchant, and I am gifting you three gold coins for your use as you see fit. Be wise in your use of these talents, for in 1 year's time, you will return to me to report on how you used these gifts."
"Yes, my lord. Thank you, your majesty."
The second man was absolutely delighted with his good fortune and went off to his home. As he walked down the village path towards his home, he wondered how he would make a good impression on the king next year. Finally, the third man was announced to the king. He walked with confidence towards his sovereign. He was both respectful and kind. The king took an immediate liking to this fellow, who seemed to walk in faith and trust as he stepped forward in his life. The king saw something in this man's gait that inspired him to give an even greater blessing.
"Good sir," said the king, "I gift you with the greatest of my blessings. To you, I hand the treasure of 10 golden coins."
The third man thanked the king.
"My good king, you have been very generous to me this day. This is only a small portion of the wonder and generosity you have provided for me through the years. I am so grateful to live in this paradise that you have provided for me. I thank you, your majesty, on behalf of myself and my entire family. You are truly great and a wise man. I am honored to share this day with you."
He gratefully bowed to the king and left the palace to return to his home and begin his year of using his newly gifted 10 talents. A year had passed, and the king sent a summons to the three gifted men. Each man was asked to return to the king and present their tally of accomplishments from the extra talents they were gifted. The men gathered in the front entry of the palace throne room. They waited, with anticipation of the king's approval in the entry hall outside the king's golden temple of silence. In this temple, no one but the king and those he spoke with uttered a word. His Royal Highness gestured to the temple guardian to invite the first man into the temple. The king looked at the simple man, and with a benevolent gaze, he asked the man, "Sir, what have you to report from this year? How have you used the talents I gave you?" The simple man replied,
"I have had many thoughts about how to use the gold coin. I was afraid I might make a mistake, lose it, or have it stolen. I kept it safe from robbers and thieves, my king. I buried the talent in the earth where no one could steal it."
The kindly king looked upon him one more time and asked him to return the talent. The talent had not been used. It had done no one good, for the simple man or for any other person. He then sent the man back to his life, relatively unchanged from the year of blessing. The king signaled to the temple guardian to bring the second man to him. There was a twinkle in the eye of the merchant as he approached the king. He proudly told the king,
"I put the talent in the bank. I kept it safe so I could come back and show you that I have not squandered what you gifted me. It earned interest, and I now have 4 gold coins."
He showed the king the 4 coins and awaited the king's response. The king was not unpleased, yet he pondered this situation for a long time before speaking to the merchant. As he waited, the merchant had lost a bit of his confidence and began to sweat. The ruler looked upon his face of the merchant kindly and spoke, "You have been respectful of my request, good sir. You kept the talents safe in the bank. You did not, however, use these talents for helping others or yourself. I will allow you to keep these talents and send you out again to use them for good." The third man had been awaiting in the chamber for a very long time now. He had remained calm and focused. He was happy to finally have his chance again to kneel before his benefactor. As the temple guardian instructed, the third man approached the king. He knelt before the king and bowed, waiting. The king said,
"Hello, sir. It is good to see you again. Tell me, what is your news?"
"I thank you, benevolent one, for I have spent the year finding wonderful things to invest in. Some of my projects have gone very well, and others have fizzled. But I am pleased to tell you that in 1 year, it was the most excellent of years. I use the 10 talents full out, every day. I looked for ways to increase these talents and to improve my life and those of the ones I loved. From 10 talents, I return you 100 talents."
The king gazed at his subject with thoughtful appreciation. "I have judged you rightly by giving you 10 talents, for you were willing to use them completely. Thank you for returning them to me as I have gifted you, and the abundance that you have now manifested. I bless and return these 100 talents to you. Go forth and use these talents in whatever way you wish. Accept my blessings for an abundant, prosperous life." The third man left with a small fortune in hand. He eventually became the king's royal treasurer. right, take out your notebooks again. And we're going to jot some things down here. So when you hear this story, which of these faithful subjects are you? Are you the one who's kind of hiding the talent in the earth, afraid that you might lose it? Are you the one who's sticking it in the bank and it's not going to waste, but it's really not getting developed? Can you find yourself in here? Are you playing it safe? Are you afraid you might lose what little you have so you don't even try? Are you putting your talents into low-yield projects where little comes back to you? Are you the rare one who is going for it, using all your talents to the best of your ability? Let's take a few minutes, fill in these questions here, and be honest with yourself. Really kind of soul search. What are my talents? Are they out in the world? Am I going for it? Or am I spending endless hours in front of the TV or listening to golden oldies on the radio? So are you actually in the world using your talents? We'll take a break now for 5 minutes, and I'd like you to write here.
Thank you.
Life is a daring adventure or nothing at all. Your talent, that part of you that is golden, is your divine purpose. How do I recognize what is golden, you might be asking yourself? For a talent to qualify as golden, you have to feel energized and delighted in the doing of it. If that is not the case, this activity is just a strong suit. A strong suit is something you have developed over time out of a need to survive. An example would be if I took on bookkeeping because I heard it was steady, good money, yet I really don't enjoy it. I'm capable of doing the job, but I would not get into that wonderful flow working as a bookkeeper. If you have been far from what you love for a while, you may not immediately know what your golden talent is. This may be a new concept or a new way of thinking for some people. When asked, "What do you love to do?" some people may reply by saying, "The only thing I can imagine I love to do is to eat or to make love." I promise you, God gave each of us multiple golden talents. Explore your alignment with your career. And here we go, we're going to write again. If grace and ease were the foundation of your blissful career, what could you imagine yourself doing or being in that role? We'll take 5 minutes here. Aligning with your divine purpose is an absolute joy. All right, folks, we're going to go over the homework. Increase your energy with a fresh gratitude list, 5 new things that you're grateful for today. Practice the meditation CD. List 10 talents you have been given and categorize your present usage of this talent. And the categories are buried, low return on investment, full tilt, full use. So you might want to make a little graph and go ahead and, it's in the guidebook that way, go ahead and fill that in. 10 talents. I promise you, you have them. And then note to self on charting your progress, what I saw during my abundance meditation practice, what I felt, what I realized, what I generated. Note the changes or results from the mock-up meditation, 3 things. And notice any changes in yourself. All right, my dears, and we end with a blessing. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that whatever happens to you in this grand 21-day abundance program be a benefit and a joy for you, your lifestyle, and for the ones you love. May the entire world be filled with health, vitality, abundance, and peace. Amen. Blessings and light for your day of transformation. Yahoo!